شكرا سيد الرئيس. يود وفد بلادي استخدام حق الرأي.
Thank you, President. My country's delegation would like to exercise right of reply in response to what was said by Israel respecting its position on Iraq. First of all, there have been other occasions where negative security assurances have been pretexts for not to adhere to non-proliferation. It is a matter of abiding by the provisions of the IAEA safeguards, but Israel is a country which does not wish to do this. It doesn't want to abide by non-proliferation. In fact, Israel was the first country to violate the assurances established by the IAEA since 1981. Under the aegis of the IAEA, there have been acts on installation, on facilities, the international community condemned these military attacks by the occupying Israeli forces, indeed the Security Council, in its decision of 1981, called on Israeli nuclear facilities should be subjected to the IAEA safeguard system. The General Assembly also condemned those attacks, and this in line with Resolution 27/36 of 1981. Those attacks had catastrophic results, above all when in respect of states who wish to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Iraq is committed to implementing all conventions on disarmament and non-proliferation, as well as on nuclear weapons. We have agreed with the IAEA, and we've developed disarmament under our constitution. We support international efforts to guarantee universalization of the various conventions. In conclusion, we call on the international community to exert pressure on Israel, the occupying power, to adhere to accede to the NPT and to place its nuclear facilities under the oversight of the IAEA. Given that Israel is the only country in the region that has not acceded to the NPT, which guarantees disarmament and non-proliferation.